My first name is Karen. My last name is, well, Rich Firestein. And my title professionally is I'm Program Director for Business and Co-op Programs at USDA Rural Development. I'm here at the Small Farm Conference because I'm the president of the California Small Farm Conference.
Okay, let's start off with what this conference is all about. As it's evolved, what has kind of developed, and what you guys look to do with a conference like this?
Well, that's a great question because this is the 28th California Small Farm Conference, but it has had some periods where it's probably been around longer than 28 years. So the purpose is to educate farmers and farmers market managers. And how do we do that? We do that through field courses. We do that through educational workshops. We do that through plenary. And of course, we have great networking options for the attendees. And they also have the opportunity to speak to exhibitors that provide education for them as well.
Now, you guys have themed sessions that you can go into. Some of them market more towards farmers market stuff. Some of them more towards the growers. Why do all those different things?
The farmers market managers see their role in the farm conference as really supporting their customers. And they view the farmers as their customers, even though to a consumer who's buying the product, you would think that the consumer is the customer. So that's why we also have workshops for certified farmers markets. We have workshops on production. We have workshops on farm management, workshops on marketing, and emerging issues. So those are the five themes, but any farmer attending or farmer's market manager can go to any of the tracks.
It seems like with those different themes, it really has gotten the attendees to be a wide range of everything that encompasses a farmer's market on all sides.
Right, but the farmers don't only sell at farmers markets that attend here. So they can learn direct marketing. They learn about agritourism. They learn about how to be better managers of their farm and how to keep data, how to have access to financing. And also they learn about the emerging issues.
How do you guys stay current as an organization with the small farm push and all that? It seems like with the local vore and all that kind of stuff, you know, getting popular, it's helped out. But staying current in that, you really got to stay on top of things.
Yes, you do have to stay current. And we're very lucky. We have a board of directors of about 18 member organizations. And each of those member organizations are at the forefront of knowing what's going on in agriculture. We have three agencies from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We have California Department of Food and Agriculture. We have farmers market associations from Northern and Southern California. We have UC Small Farm Program. We have UC Cooperative Extension. It's an amazing array of knowledge that we have that comes together as a board. And not only that, to keep even current in the local region, we have a local planning committee. So when we start our conference planning, the board gets together and meets once they've decided where we're going to hold the meeting. But then we go to the local area, such as San Diego, and we start having local planning committee meetings where we get the input and the ideas from the local community. What is really going on in San Diego? Because what do we know in Sacramento when you're having a meeting up there? In addition to that, to keep it fresh and keep it new, we have implemented where we have a call for presentations. So with that, we implemented that 2 years ago. We've gotten a lot of new ideas and a lot of new speakers. So we try to keep it refreshed, new, and current.
As you start naming off some of those organizations, those are big organizations that you talk about. So the fact that you add in, you got to get local with these things. You have to have the local content and what works locally. Otherwise, it's not going
to
work.
That's correct. You have to have that local content. And even on our board, we usually have somebody sitting on our board for that year that is a local representative from the area where we're going to have the conference. And that keeps it grounded as well. And the other reason we need to have the local contacts is also we have these fantastic tasting at every conference. And there we need the local contacts, because there we bring in the local farmers and the sourcing from the local chefs, the local restaurants, and bring that all together to an amazing event that takes place on Monday night of the conference.
Last thing that we just got done talking about before we started here was farming is getting older, and there's not a lot of young people getting into farming, and everybody's trying to find out a good way to do that. It seems like the small market popularity, small farming popularity, might kind of supplement some of that. It seems like there's a lot of younger farmers here, like you pointed out before.
Yes, we're really seeing each year we're getting more and more young farmers that are attending this conference. I think the younger farmer is very enthused about entering into the this agricultural field for a profession. And not only that, the USDA has a lot of new programs that are targeting the small and beginning farmer. There's resources now. We now have a lot of more training programs for farmers that weren't there before traditionally. So there's in Salinas, there's ALBA, there's the Center for Land-Based Learning, and so there's the Farmer Veterans Coalition. So we bring those people also into the farm conference to provide information to beginning farmers. So here there's a conference that is really for new ideas, exciting new ideas that would excite a beginning farmer.